This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order CDs and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Are you missing something in your Christian faith? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. Let us pray. Father in heaven, you have offered us so many blessings, and many of your people are very vocal about it. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, do we have these kind of experiences? Are we missing something in our Christian life? God, we pray that through your word, you will speak to us this day so that we may find the answer to that question and make the necessary amends. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when grief and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land.
Friends in Christ, do you ever ask yourself, am I missing something in my Christian faith? Some Christians tell about their glorious experiences with the Lord. And then you might say, I seem to have few of these experiences, if any. And so again, am I experiencing the things that the Lord Jesus wants me to with Him? Or is there something in my relationship with Him that causes me to be missing out? Our text today is found in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, the first 10 verses where Jesus is talking about Himself as the Good Shepherd. And such a beautiful picture it truly is. Let me read it for you. I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought them out, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it to the fullest. Let's just quickly go through Jesus' presentation of this great text. For example, he says that he calls his own sheep by name. Then he says, I go on ahead of them and they follow me, for I am the one who leads them. Otherwise, they will go astray. And once in a while, one will stray off somewhere, and I have to shout for him. He comes right back because he knows my voice. There are others who call the sheep to follow them, but they simply will not follow. A stranger's voice, in fact, they will run away from because they do not know his voice. Jesus is here trying to give a relationship that he wants to have with you and with me. He is our shepherd, or wants to be, and we are the sheep of his flock. You see, when we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord, we have entered into God's kingdom. So in one sense of the word, we are citizens of the great United States of America, for which we are thankful. But we are also citizens of the kingdom of God. We hear the voices of our country, and we try to be obedient if they are according to God's word. But then we hear the voice of our Savior, and oftentimes we stray away and he comes out after us. Jesus uses this figure of speech, but they did not know what he was telling them, he says in our text today. And so he is anxious to help us with the meaning of that passage. What is the first thing that comes to us when you hear it read? Look at it yourself. Isn't it that Jesus Christ wants a personal relationship with us? They hear my voice. I call them by name. You see, That is not an impersonal voice. Don't you feel good when somebody comes up and calls you by your first name? That person understands who I am. They know me, to some extent. We know him because he has died for our sins and has been raised. And so he says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. That is a personal relationship with God. And he is the one who initiates it. He comes and he wants us into his kingdom to live in his word and to walk according to his way. The experiences of the Christian life come from that personal relationship. In fact, I wonder if there are many great experiences if we do not walk in that personal relationship with our Savior. The personal relationship we have begins with a walk through life. And here we see and enjoy all of the experiences that Christ has with us. He comes to us in our hard times. He says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly. Now, in that abundant life, it does not mean that there are not going to be some hardships, some very, very difficult days. But the point is that when those difficult days come, I will be with them. And those are the experiences that people can talk about when they say, this was happening to me. And I don't know, but Jesus was just there to pick me up. When they came with that news to me that my husband had been killed early in the morning when he was on a business trip, the fog closed in on him. And he didn't know what was going on. And as I remember it, a large truck hit him. And that was the end of his life. And then I was asked to go and tell the widow together with one other man. And as we approached the house, she said, what has happened to my husband? And then we had to say, he has been killed. The Christian faith did not spare that family or that awful tragedy. But from the very minute that those words were uttered to the widow, she had a Savior, the shepherd. And in those tough moments, she would be picked up because he would whisper into her ear, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Just remember this, that those who have died trusting in me will live forever. That's what he means. I came that they may have life, that they may have it abundantly. That's the kind of a Savior. That's the kind of a picture that we want to give you of the Savior today. He is the shepherd. He walks with us. Now, many of you, when that question is asked, are you missing something? You may say, well, I have that personal relationship, and I'm not missing anything there. But it seems to me, and here's where I find myself too as a Christian, it seems to me that I carry altogether too many burdens. Burdens that Jesus Christ does not want me to carry alone. I'll have to carry them. That young widow had to carry them. But she was not carrying them alone, for she has heard his voice. Cast all of your cares on me. I care for you. As I read through this text and studied it, and tried to put it into shape to prepare a sermon for you today, I couldn't help but think about that great hymn, that we don't sing often enough, I think. It is, what a friend we have in Jesus. And so I studied the verses, and then I went back to a book written by George Beverly Shea, and he had a whole part on what a friend we have in Jesus. I want to share some of that with you, and maybe you want to buy that book later on. It's How Sweet the Sound. The message of What a Friend We Have in Jesus was written by Joseph Scriven, a young man from Ireland who was about to be married in 1840. The night before his wedding, his bride drowned accidentally. And obviously, there was no wedding. Heart was broken. Plans were smashed. And after a while, Mr. Scriven moved to Canada. Later on, there were other wedding plans as he met another young lady. But that also ended with illness and death to the second fiancée in Port Hope, Ontario. A monument was erected in a tribute to Joseph Scriven, the Irish immigrant who was a friend to many and who found a friend in Jesus. I think that is so beautiful that I just wanted to share it with you. And here's another great picture, one that you just long to hear again and again. Shea also told of an experience he had at a prayer breakfast in Washington. That year, many members of the House and the Senate came together for a combined prayer breakfast. George Beverly Shea was there. The national leaders gathered with the President of the United States to pray, to seek God's guidance, and to express their dependence on Him. Shea writes, I remember staying in a Washington hotel in 1954 and attending the prayer breakfast. I was sitting next to Russell Hitt. Pretty soon he asked, are you singing this morning, Bev? And he said, oh, no, I'm not singing. I'm sitting here to listen. So we ate our bacon and eggs and toast. And before long, I felt a hand on my shoulder. The man said, my friend, would you come up here with me and sing President Eisenhower's favorite hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus? Shea goes on to say, what was I going to do? I had just finished eating soft eggs, and almost the next minute I was at the microphone saying to the audience, if you would like to join me in singing this song, please do. Well, they sang the song. Now get the picture. Here is the President of the United States, Billy Graham, George Beverly Shea. And what were they singing? Well, the next day, back in Illinois, I turned on the Today Show and was so surprised to see the president standing next to me, singing along with all of us. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What a picture. That is only 57 years ago. What about now? Are we missing something in our government circles? by carrying the burdens alone, and thinking that with the great minds that surround us there in the nation's capital, we have the answers. I'm sure that many of those men who are there in the capital would say, no, we don't have all the answers. Then the plea goes out to them, and it goes out to all of us. Why not cast all of your cares on the Good Shepherd? He cares for you. And listen again to what Joseph Scriven has written in the second and third stanzas of this same hymn. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? Do you have any trouble this morning? Are you carrying it all alone? Problems in your family, problems with finance, problems in your work? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? We have a lot of friends. We thank God for them. They listen to us. They care for us. They help us. But none like Jesus. For Jesus knows our every weakness and says, take it to the Lord in prayer. In the third stanza, he says, are we weak and heavy laden? Are you simply burdened on this Sunday? Are you cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Has some friend gone back on you, become angry at you? He writes, do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Christ picking us up in his arms like he would pick up a babe and say, I'm never far from you. I know the going here on this earth is very rough sometimes. But just remember, I walk with you. Are we walking through life, living outside of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? If so, why not invite him into your life? And if we are in that personal relationship with him, but still carry many cares, Jesus invites us to follow him. For he has come that we might have life and that we might have it abundantly as he walks along with us. Are we missing something in our Christian faith? Let us not cheat ourselves by ignoring our greatest friend who asks that he may come in and have a personal relationship with you. Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee.
Thou wilt find a
Father in heaven, you have given us some blessed pictures, both in your word and in the lives of people who love you. Grant, O God, if there are those who do not have that personal relationship today and who have listened to this program, that they may give it some thought of simply inviting you into their lives and then beginning to live with you in the Word. Find somebody to help them, O God. We pray for our government, that there may be another picture of the President and his people around him, not fighting over a budget, but crying out to God for help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We praise God for His provision and thank our faithful listeners for your gifts and prayers necessary to make this ministry a reality. Your gifts allow us to buy radio time through the country and internet access around the world to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that if this ministry has been of spiritual benefit, you will consider a donation of any amount. All gifts are tax deductible. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. Reverend Larson writes the feature article for each edition. The theme of the upcoming edition is Light. If you would like to receive this mailing, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. CDs and printed copies of today's service are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, you can dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 75th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.